From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If by chance you've noticed lately that children in baby strollers seem to be getting larger, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. Today's strollers are much like fully loaded miniature SUVs. They've got shock absorbers, all-terrain wheels, multiple cup holders, and ergonomically correct seating. And many are designed to comfortably accommodate children weighing up to 50 pounds. At that point, you're talking about 5, 6, even 7-year-olds. The use of strollers long past toddlerhood may be convenient for parents, especially when traveling with tired children in crowded spaces. But the practice is also raising concerns that the children who are strapped in these little Lexus-like strollers are not getting the exercise and the muscle development they need. To get a doctor's perspective on this debate, we turn to Darshak Singhavi. He's a fellow in pediatric cardiology at Children's Hospital in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Doctor, you're a pediatrician. You're also a parent. At what age should you take children out of the stroller and let them walk on their own, even if it's going to be a bit inconvenient when you go to the supermarket or the shopping mall or the amusement park?
I would recommend it roughly around the time that a child is able to walk on his own, at least for brief periods of time. And I'd recommend that for several reasons. The first is that this is a time for a child to explore. And having the ability to explore an environment unassisted, at least for a brief period of time, is very important to a child's development of imagination and a sense that they can make decisions on their own. I would, however, balance this against the realistic concerns that parents have in grocery stores. I obviously wouldn't want them reaching for everything they could get their hands on. But I do think that it is important to allow children to have some self-directed motion shortly after the time they can walk.
When you see some of these strollers with the big shock absorbers, some of them even have leather seats now, and you know, and cup holders for the parents and for the kids, are you at all concerned that maybe they get too comfortable in that little chassis, that maybe strollers should be a little bit uncomfortable so there's an incentive to get up and walk on your own 2 feet?
Well, I have to say that to some extent they do appeal to the gadget freak inside me, as I think they do to a lot of people.
Since you mentioned, Doctor, that you're a gadget man, I'm just wondering what kind of stroller you have in the back of your car.
Well, I'm sorry to say that it's a bottom-of-the-line no shock absorber, no inflatable wheel type of stroller.
In general, with these products that are designed to make life more convenient for parents, do you think that in some ways it removes that gentle pressure on children to grow up and to develop from infants to toddlers into young human beings?
Well, I think that in an age where parents are very, very busy, on the one hand, it is tempting to prolong children's childhood and their innocence because, for us, it gives us more time to enjoy those things. On the other hand, I think that increasingly many people feel that rather than prolonging childhood, our children are simply growing up too fast.
Dr. Singhavi, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Darshak Singhavi is the author of A Map of the Child, A Pediatrician's Tour of the Body. He also practices pediatric cardiology at Children's Hospital in Boston.